We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. Abraham Lincoln.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome, welcome, my fellow revolutionaries. My name is Samantha Lee Wright, and today's episode is all about complaining. It's all about complaining and negativity and how to get yourself out of that vicious cycle. I know a lot of us out there really struggle with this. We really struggle with finding the positivity in the everyday emotions that we go through. And what you might not be realizing is that this negativity, this constant complaining, even about the little things, it has this way of permeating down to every cell of our being and can affect your health. It can affect your friends. It affects your environment, your body, and everyone around you as well. So today's episode, we're going to dive in and really look at some practical ways that we can get out of this cycle and really start to find the joy and the gratitude in everyday life. But first, it's time for the DIY Dugout, where we share with you one easy-to-follow DIY recipe straight from our listeners. Today's recipe comes from Mia from Hamburg, Germany, and her recipe is for the Goodnight Rollerball. For the Goodnight Rollerball, fill half the rollerball with a carrier oil of your choice. Top off with 2 parts lavender, 2 parts cedarwood, and 1 part vetiver essential oil. Roll on your feet and temples just before bed. Thanks, Mia. That's a great recipe, and we will enjoy trying that out. To submit your own recipe for the DIY Dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com with your name, your recipe, and your website or contact information if you'd like people to be able to connect with you.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So I have Sarah McFall here from my MaryMessyLife.com. Sarah is a stay-at-home mom of 3 precious boys, 6, 4, and 2. She shares her passions of green and natural living, essential oils, and real food eating and recipes. So Sarah, I asked her to come onto the show because I stumbled upon one of your articles on your blog, which is amazing. I loved, you just have so many great recipes and inspirational articles on there. But one article that really caught my eye was on the topic of complaining. And you start the article out by saying, "Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm a recovering complainer." And part of me was just like, that's not true. That can't be true because you just, and you know, you're so, you know, you work on our team with us and you're always so helpful and just this bright, like ball of sunshine personality that you bring to our group. And I love it. So part of me is skeptical. I'm like, that's not really true. It, you know, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I would complain like just in my daily life, you know, being a mom, staying at home all day with 3 little kids. It was just, I would let it get to me. It's basically been since I've had children that I really developed a habit of complaining.
I'm glad you said that because I feel like I've had that too. Yeah. Since I had children, you know, there's something about just being home all day with tiny people, not having that, you know, that outlet of adult conversation. And anyway, I know, you know, they kind of try to tell you how difficult parenting is and you always kind of go, yeah, it can't be that hard. It just looks like so much love and fun. And it is all that, but there is, it is a challenge. It's probably the hardest thing. No, not probably. It is the hardest thing I have ever done.
Totally. Yes. I completely agree. I think that's how we easily get caught in that trap. It's just when life gets hard, when it gets difficult and messy, and that's when you really have to like stay ahead of bad habits and really what's going on in your mind and your thoughts.
Yeah. So you call yourself a recovering complainer. Why do you think so many of us fall into this trap? And not just the stay-at-home moms, because we probably fallen into it a little bit easier than other people. But yeah, why is that? Why do we get in this complaining trap?
Well, I mean, like for me, I feel like I fell into it because I was not grateful. I was starting to notice all the things like about my house that I didn't like, that I wanted to change, how my cars weren't as nice as I wanted them to be. They weren't as nice as the person's down the street, or I didn't have the clothes I wanted. I didn't have the purse I wanted. I didn't have the jewelry I wanted. I wanted more diamonds. I don't know. Like I, there was always some, I always wanted more. I was never satisfied with what I had. And I realized that all complaining, probably for everyone, goes back to a root of ungratefulness. And that is the root cause. And so when I realized, in fact, it was a conscious language video that I saw online that said that, and like the light bulb just bam, went off of my head. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a complainer. I'm driving my husband crazy. I'm driving myself crazy. It's annoying. And it maybe wasn't complaining so much with friends and family, but I mean, to an extent I was. So I just realized this has got to stop if I really want to be happy and be a leader.
It's interesting if you look at, I mean, I was talking about this with the Ula guys on a couple episodes ago, but you know, we were talking about how our whole culture is sort of designed around making us unhappy,
yeah.
or, you know, making us strive for material happiness, as it were, which I kind of feel like is related to this somehow. You know, what do you think about that and like the whole social media aspect and just how much we're bombarded with these images of, you know, you're not good enough until you have this thing?
Yes, I agree with that. I feel like it starts that way. And this is the interesting thing. When I changed my thinking and stopped complaining and really started focusing on gratefulness, I now go on Facebook, go on social media, and when I see someone is, you know, only showing their good side or saying, you know, their successes and it looks like all rosy and happy, you know, a year ago, I would have been like, oh, and that would have made me feel bad because I was allowing it to make me feel bad. It's not that that person was making me feel, you know, it was me. And I realized, oh my gosh, I wasn't happy with myself, so I couldn't be happy for other people. So when I finally became content with my life and my everyday life, because it's not the big picture I have trouble being content with, it's like the everyday little stuff. And when I finally became content with those little things, I can go on Facebook now and be like, oh, that's awesome. Good for her. And I can't stand the people who are complaining. And it's like, oh, that is so annoying. I don't want to hear your complaints. I want to see what's going right in your life. And it doesn't make me feel less than anymore. And I realized it was my fault. I was feeling less than, not their fault.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's some really deep, you know, philosophical stuff that we could probably talk about for forever because right? It is, it's so true. No one else can make you happy. No one else can make you sad. It all depends on you. And that's across the board. And that's, you know, that's very philosophical, deep stuff, like I said. But when you said, you know, now you can't stand those people that complain about how happy other people are, do you feel like now you have just that extra sense of like compassion towards those people and sort of think like, yeah, I was like you once and, you know, but you can change. Like, what do you tell those people now?
Well, I don't really, on Facebook, I don't really say anything because I, you know, I think it would be rude, I guess, to comment, but I don't know. Maybe I'll try to say like a positive comment to, you know, be like, well, you may be having a bad day, but you've got a beautiful family. Or, I don't know. I mostly just keep it to myself.
Yeah. No, I think, but no, I adding that positivity, you know, in is probably pretty helpful too. Unless those other people are just like, oh, whatever. Still more positive. I can't take any more positivity, right?
But I probably just annoy them.
Yeah.
I just don't say anything. But I do understand where they're coming from. I mean, it annoys me, but I'm also like, okay, you're right. I have to be, stay compassionate.
Well, when you're in that cycle, and it is a cycle of negativity and negative thinking, you know, mm-hmm. and you were there once. And now you're kind of out of it. What made you sort of realize that this was a cycle that you could get out of, or that this was a cycle that was you're doing and not coming from somewhere else?
Well, it was kind of a process. So I started this spring. I watched a conscious language video that someone had posted and I was blown away by it. It's only 20 minutes long. It's on YouTube. If you just type in conscious language, and it's just a 20 minute talk. And, I was just like, I mean, I was floored. It was like all the light bulbs went off in my head and it's just like, this is, oh my gosh, this lady is talking to me. And I realized my thinking is so negative. I don't think positively at all. And I don't really act negative outwardly. But internally, I really realized I'm negative, and I started changing my thinking then. And I wasn't particularly focused on complaining. It was just changing negative thinking in general. And then it came down to, okay, my root thing I've got going on is ungratefulness, which is leading to complaining and negativity.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely get that YouTube video onto the show notes for this episode for people to watch. So I'll make sure to get that from you before we go. So when you made this switch and you said, okay, I am deciding to be more grateful, what did this look like? And maybe compare it to what it looked like in the past. You know, it's like, what did your day look like before this switch to gratitude? And then what did it look like after?
Oh yeah, that's the fun part. Okay, so a long time ago, I used to be a lot more religious, I guess, than I am now. And I would wake up every morning and like read my Bible and pray. And so I realized now that I needed to start doing those kinds of things. In fact, if you read Darren Hardy books, John Maxwell, Napoleon Hill, all these great leaders, great authors, they all say, whether they're religious or not, doesn't matter. They wake up in the mornings and they have a quiet time where they either read some inspirational material or they work out, and they also speak out loud positive affirmation statements over their lives. So that's what I started doing. I wrote down all of these positive affirmation statements. I got a lot of them from a lady named Catherine Ponder. She's, I believe she's deceased now. She's on YouTube as well. And she had a ton of talks back in the 70s. So they're kind of old, but they're really powerful. And so she has this whole website where she's got all these positive affirmation statements written down. So I went to her website and took the ones that kind of spoke to me. Not all of them really spoke to me, but some of them did. And I wrote them down in my journal, and I dedicated to say the affirmation statements every morning and every night. And then I kept a gratitude journal, and that's all I did. And it literally took like 10 minutes a day, morning and night.
Wow. That sounds really powerful. Were you resistant to it at first? Were you like, ugh, I don't want to write my gratitude journal? Or were you like, or you're like, no, this is great. I'm embracing this.
Yeah, I was excited. I was very excited. So I thought it was cool right at first. Yes, I was very excited to start writing because I had just come off the Young Living Convention in August, and I was totally fired up and pumped up because that's what it's designed to do. And it totally did that for me. And that's when I started doing this. And I knew I wanted to really get to the next rank in my company and really help make my dreams come true with this business and in my personal life and my marriage and my family. So I was fired up. And I just did this dedicated every single day for, it was really only 2 weeks that I did it every single day. And after those 2 weeks, I was so fired up. I had so much creativity. It was really, really powerful. It was like it released spiritual strongholds in my life. Like it like opened the floodgates for like abundance to start happening. I couldn't believe it. Just saying positive affirmation statements morning and night. The gratitude journal is part of that, but really the positive affirmation statements, I cannot stress that enough, how powerful those things are.
Do you have just one that you want to share? Do you remember?
Yeah, I have them right here, actually. I have a bright future and destiny that fulfills a greater purpose. I attract success and prosperity with all of my ideas. Success and achievement are natural outcomes for me. I am a thankful, generous, positive, and encouraging person. I choose to believe the best. That's a really good one.
That's a great one.
I am rich, well, and happy, and every phase of my life is in divine order now. And then there's a whole bunch more. I maybe have too many.
No, I don't think you can ever have too many positive affirmations, right? No. Yeah, actually, I teach a local childbirth class here. It's like an alternative natural childbirth class. And I make this resource packet for all of my students. And in that resource packet, I put in a sheet of birth affirmations. And they're cute. They're like pretty, and you can cut them out. And, you know, I tell them to tape them on their mirror. And I can tell when I say, like, here's your affirmation sheet, they kind of roll their eyes and they're like, okay. And I'm like, no, this stuff really works. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear it really works. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about how essential oils have played a role in all of this and this transformation.
Well, I went to the Ula Guys Ula Palooza conference in October in Vegas. And that's when I really started using essential oils to go along with it. Before that, I was using the oil release to release a lot of like unforgiveness and bitterness that I had built up from some past relationships, and to help me just kind of release the past.
Now, where would you put the oil?
On my temples, and I just put it in my Epsom salts and take a bath with it at night. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. And lavender is good for that. There's so many good oils to like not just help your body relax, but your mind and your emotions. Let's see. Motivation is a good one. Highest potential, magnify your purpose.
I love highest potential. I think that's my favorite. I send that one to my, I have a twin sister. She's in LA. She's an actress. And I give her a roller bottle of highest potential and she rolls it on her wrist before her auditions. She loves it. She swears by it. She says, I don't go to a single audition without my highest potential.
Oh, that is awesome. Now I use the Ula oils. And I use, after going to their convention, I got, you know, finally understood how to use the oils and how to use their positive affirmation statements are awesome. And I've pretty much memorized those. And I do say those throughout my day. I mean, I still do. I was saying it today because I was starting to lose my temper with my oldest. I was on the phone and my kids were crying and whining. They didn't want me to be on the phone. And, you know, I could feel myself, you know, like, getting so frustrated. And I had to tell myself the Ula affirmation statement about family. And that's, I'm unconditionally loving, patient, and respectful. And when I say that to myself, it works. It really helps you calm down. And you remind yourself of who you really are, who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Your ideal self.
I didn't know that you went to Ulapalooza. That's awesome. I was talking to the Ula guys. They're episode number 3. So for everyone that's listening, if you want to go back and listen to the Ula guys, they are episode number 3. And they have a great Ulapalooza every year in Las Vegas. And I didn't know that you went. That's awesome.
Yes. I got invited by April Pointer to go. And it was really, really cool. It's great. It's really great for people who are really struggling emotionally and just have a lot of, the best word I can come up with is just spiritual strongholds, just like blocks in their personal life. Man, it'll help you break through that stuff. It's a lot of crying, a lot of like, it's emotional. It's very emotional, but it's very good.
So if someone is listening right now and they're thinking, wow, this is totally me. I am a complainaholic. I complain all the time. I want to stop. What's just like the first step you would recommend them to take? And then also what's maybe the first oil you would recommend that they try?
Ooh, good question. I would say, start with a gratitude journal and commit for, they say any habit, it takes 21 days to change. So commit to write in your gratitude journal for at least 21 days, even if it's one thing a day. Like it doesn't have to be a 20-minute exercise. Just write down one thing a day. And as you go along, you're going to find you start writing a lot more every day because you're going to start to change and rewire your brain to be more grateful. And then the complaining will naturally stop because you've become grateful. And then the oil would be gratitude. I would use gratitude.
It's a beautiful blend. Do you know offhand what's in that oil?
Yes. It is balsam fir, Idaho balsam fir, frankincense, coriander, myrrh, lang lang, galbanum, bergamot, and geranium.
Nice. I don't know all of those oils separately anyway, but it's such a beautiful blend. And I'm reading here in my, I have this reference guide that I refer to all the time. I love it. And it says, this blend of oils may help soothe and appease the mind. It is relaxing and elevating, promoting a sense of gratitude for blessings received.
Nice.
That would be a great place to start. I think you're right.
Yes. And they say the way, like the Ula guy said, the way to use the oils is that you would say the positive affirmation statement and apply the oil and smell it at the same time. So that when you pull out that oil, you know, at a future time, the positive affirmation statement is triggered and that feeling and that emotion is triggered when you smell that oil.
Yeah. It's sort of like forcing that memory in your mind.
Exactly.
I guess, or training your mind to almost like Pavlov's dog. Every time he rings the bell, the dog drools, right? So every time you smell that oil, it will bring you to that positive gratitude affirmation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with us like training ourselves that way, right?
That's right. It's a good thing to do.
So I'm curious, Sarah, what kind of impact has this had on your kids?
Well, I just have a better attitude when I'm with them. I'm happier. I have a lot more self-control and the things I say are more positive. So I have noticed, like, even my son today, he was, we have this iPad game that goes along with our advent calendar. It's, a Jackie Lawson advent calendar. They're really awesome. And I was playing the game and I was like, oh man, I'm going to lose. Oh, this is, and I was just kind of playing around. And my oldest son was like, no, you're not, mommy. It's okay. It's, even if you do, it's still just lots of fun. Like, oh my gosh, it was just precious. And I thought, yay, it really is working. Like, you just model, you know, that's the easiest way to parent, is just model the behavior you want to be seen. I mean, that you want them to do. And it really works. So I have noticed that their speech has changed a little bit, and that I'm just a more pleasant mommy to be around.
Yeah, well, and those influences are going to carry out throughout their entire life, you know, and I think that's really beautiful. It's so true. Our kids are the biggest mirrors of ourselves. And yeah, sometimes we don't like to admit that, but it's true.
There's a video of this dad going through their morning routine, and he's speaking. He has like his own script of positive affirmation statements that his child says before he goes to school. And he gave me chills. It was so powerful. And so he's training I think he's 5 years old. This kid almost has it all memorized to where he directs his dad into how to say it. And that was kind of like encapsulates what we're doing. You know, we're training ourselves with these positive affirmation statements. Then you train your kids and you're going to empower them by thinking positively and knowing that's the key to positive thinking. And like this conscious language is being 100% in control of your own brain. Cause that, I mean, there's nothing in life you can really completely control except your own mind. That is really all you can control. So when you truly grasp that, and I still don't have that grasp, like 100%.
Yeah. It's not a very simple thing to grasp. It takes a lot of concentration and training. And it's something that I think a lot of the world religions and spiritual practices really focus on, is learning how to train your brain. And if you can train your mind to act instead of react, and specifically act in gratitude, that is some powerful stuff. So Sarah, do you have a daily health routine that you attribute to your overall wellness?
Yeah, I use a lot of essential oils and supplements and eat as healthy as I possibly can, usually as close to paleo as I can. It helps me with a lot of autoimmune issues and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't exercise a whole lot because I'm a mom of three small kids. But those other things are keeping me pretty healthy and still have a lot of energy and things like that. So
what's one thing that we can all replace in our homes today that's not going to break the bank, but will really make a big difference as far as our health and happiness?
Ooh, I would say ditch the toxic cleaning supplies. That's how I started my blog. I literally went one day and found all these, a friend loaned me a book called Clean House, Clean Life. And I got really inspired to make my own cleaning supplies. I literally put all of them in a trash bag and dumped them in the trash can outside, and just bought a few bottles at Home Depot, spray bottles, and made cleaner with vinegar and water and essential oils. It is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Sarah. This was a blast.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a wonderful time.
So squash out that negativity, revolutionaries. It is hard work, I know. And it starts with making that decision to say, I deserve to be happy.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.